This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
U.S. and Cuban negotiators will meet in Washington today. On the agenda, whether Cuba should be taken off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Cuba wants off that list. U.S. banks are watching the negotiations closely. In the meantime, Americans can't use U.S. credit cards on the island. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Right now, Americans can pay for hotels and plane tickets to Cuba in advance. But once they get there,
all your expenses, you need cash for them.
That's Philip Peters, head of the Cuba Research Center in Alexandria, Virginia. He was in Havana when I spoke to him.
And you're going to rent the car, you're going to rent the cell phone, you're going to feed yourself. You're going to need about $200 a day in cash.
Peters says if Cuba were taken off the terrorism list, U.S. banks would be more willing to do business there. Jeff Thale is a Cuba analyst with the advocacy group Washington Office on Latin America. He says right now banks are leery.
What may seem like to the bank an innocent or banking arrangement could lead to substantial fines.
But Thale says even if Cuba were taken off the list, U.S. banks would still be cautious. MasterCard is removing its block on U.S. card transactions in Cuba this Sunday, but that doesn't mean your bank will clear them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.